Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Tuesday morning and I'm Diane Thomas, your host. We have been talking about getting healed and all the reasons why and why God wants us to be healed, and of course why we want to be healed. And when we know that God wants us to be involved in something, we know he makes a way for us to be involved in something. So we don't want to settle for not dealing with an issue because what we've tried has failed. We want to pursue and persist until we have experienced a healing or a release or a response from God in that area. So it's not just about our getting relief from the pain in the area, whether it's physical or soulical. It's about learning the process, learning how to go to God to get healed. When we keep that in mind, when we grasp the concept that it's not just about getting out of our present circumstances, but when we recognize that the process is what brings us into relationship with God, that's when we recognize that the greater purpose for us, for freedom, is not only, it's not limited to this world. It's not limited to what you're going through right now. The process that you're going through is going to be useful in whatever comes next. And if we don't learn that process, if what that process is intended to change in us or confirm in us, if that doesn't happen now, we are missing out in an opportunity, and we will go into whatever's next without that available to us. So we don't want to neglect any area that God is pursuing us and enticing us to know him better. So we put our healing, put our overcoming our woundedness. And this isn't just about wounding a particular wound. Very often this is about how we perceive ourselves as victims, as going from one crisis to the next. We need to get over those perceptions and begin to really embrace who we are now. We are overcomers. We are sons of God. We are joint heirs and co-inheritors. We are spirit beings with authority to rule and reign here on this earth. When we realize the responsibility and authority that we have and that we are to be exercising here on this earth, we really then are able to not just see things from a moment-by-moment basis. We really begin to see things from God's perspective. And his perspective is so different than ours. We are so limited by our moment-by-moment perceptions bound by time. When we think of even, you know, how wonderful it would be if we were free from this or that, or if we didn't have this problem to be dealing with, if we just had, you know, once we get through this crisis, everything will be fine. And right there, what we're talking about is being caught by time. Right there in our thinking, we see that we are stuck thinking of ourselves as a time-related being. Because spiritually, you are already out of that situation. In fact, spiritually, you were never in it. You were never caught by it. You entered into it willingly to learn something. You know, when you think of, you know, if you're going to run a marathon, you start training for it well in advance. And so many people with good intentions start out training and give up because it's so hard. And it takes diligence and patience and persistence. And you have to make it a priority. And so many give up because it was hard. Because it was difficult, because it hurt. And yet think about how many persisted. And this is just an earthly setting a goal. But we do the same thing. Rather than seeing the goal and doing what is necessary to achieve it, your goal is to be in this area, in the healing area, is to be complete and entire, spirit, soul, and body. So that there are no hindrances between your spirit, your soul, and your body. And this is something you are involved in. But just as running a marathon, so many people give up for so many different reasons. It's hard. You have to make it a priority. You have to be patient and persistent. But it is worth it. When you start seeing yourself conquering your goals. As a marathon runner, first it may be a real accomplishment just to get up. Say you've set your training days for 5 days a week, just to be able to get up on those 5 days may be your first goal. Second day may be getting out the door. Second week. But we set goals, we start where we're at. And we value what God values. And we start looking at what competing values there are. What are the hindrances? And very often, the hindrances that we have are from bad mistakes we've made in the past. Maybe you're in a job you hate, or you've just gotten laid off, and you don't have the foggiest idea what you want to do with your life. Or you've got financial issues or health issues or relationship issues from making bad choices in the past. Well, rather than just giving up, deal with those. What do you have to do to rectify those issues, those hindrances? And that's all they are. In your spirit, they're not a hindrance. And God has put you in that situation to overcome those hindrances. So don't run from them. Embrace them and learn from them. This is your opportunity, whatever situation you're in. Now, if there's something God wants you to learn from it, even if you got out of the situation, if you didn't learn from it, God would just have to create something else. And this is where we often run around the same mountain over and over again. We keep on trying to put all our effort into accomplishing something only to find out that we're just farther behind than when we started. And it's because God has an idea about what he wants us to learn in any of these situations. And if we are so infatuated with our own beliefs, our own ideas about what God is intending to do at any given time, we will get caught up in our goals and miss what God has for us. But he's patient, he's persistent, and we know that whatever it is he wants to accomplish in us, we've already agreed to it. And we are joining with him. We just want to put our effort into it and keep the focus. When he deals with us about it, let's join him. So we've been talking about overcoming the hindrances to getting healed. And we've talked about recognizing your uniqueness, that you're a unique person in a unique situation. And recognizing your uniqueness sets you free from other people's expectations, your own expectations, and allows God to speak to you as an individual. So you can learn. It's a personalized test. It's a personalized circumstance. So we also talked about overcoming hindrances by recognizing that the battle is his. And when we recognize that, we see that there's nothing that can keep him from accomplishing his purpose in us. He's going to get it done, but we want to be involved in it. We want to know what he's doing, because we want to know that what we're involved in is worth more than just going through the motions of this life. And again, our focus is knowing that when we are engaged in what he wants us to be doing, we will be prepared. When we are engaged in what he is doing in our lives, whatever comes next, we will be ready. We will be prepared. So we overcome hindrances through rest. Our wounds and our need for healing most often become apparent under stress. If you're experiencing any kind of stress, odds are that what you're struggling most with is not the situation you're in. It's not the financial situation. It's not the physical situation, your health or your relationship issues. It's that you were already carrying such a burden in that area. And now that one more thing, the straw that broke the camel's back, and there's no way to deal with this now. You've come to the end of your own resources. You've come to the end of your own strength. And this is where God has called you to enter into his rest. Now, this doesn't mean that, this doesn't imply passivity. This doesn't mean that when we enter into his rest, we are no longer engaged in the situation. Instead, it's we cease from our own efforts. We allow God to take the wheel. So it's under stress that our wounds and our need for healing become most apparent. When you're in this kind of a situation, if you don't know what to do or how to respond, realize that's okay. Recognizing his rest, the big start to that is recognizing that it is God's job to provide us with whatever knowledge or revelation or insight or understanding or training we may need in order to grow independence and get healed. It's not your job to figure it out. It's his job to make it clear to you, to reveal himself, to make himself known to you, to make it clear to you what needs to be done, if anything. He's so patient with us. And as he reveals himself, as he makes himself known to us, we run into our belief systems. And we're challenged to let them go. So it is through the process that we learn how to deal with things. It's through the process. So don't be thinking that as you enter the process that you're going to know how to do it, how to get healed, how to know God. This is, again, where it's so important to embrace the concept that you will make mistakes, and that's fine with God. He wants you to make mistakes. I know that sounds weird, but it is only through making those mistakes that we learn how God works, how he does things. So we can trust him. We can rely on him. We can be confident that what he's doing in us is not only for our good, but for our best. This is the best way. We all want to get through whatever we're going through the quickest way possible. Well, cooperating with him is the quickest way possible. So try to keep things simple. Knowing God is not very complicated, though it doesn't come easy to our soul, which is used to having its own way. Learn to recognize that anxiety is a red flag showing us where we are trying to do God's job. Let me repeat that. Anxiety is a red flag that shows us a place where we are trying to do God's job. When we look at the many ways that we respond to our emotions during the day and during crisis situations, we can be very sensitive sometimes, not all of us, but sometimes many of us can be very sensitive to how we're feeling, how we're responding, how we're reacting. Well, God wants to make us that sensitive and more so to him, not emotionally, but soulically, and fine-tuning our senses is where he starts. And when we are not healed in an area, that's where we are resistant to his subtleties, his knocking. So we learn one of the things the Lord does is he shows us, wait a minute, what are you feeling? Why are you so upset about this? Why is this such an issue for you? And we go, gosh, I didn't know it was. And he shows us those areas where we are, we have false expectations, where we have wounds that need to be dealt with. So many areas that we didn't even know we were struggling with. It's important to put in the time. And here's what happens is we think, well, God, we just got so many damaged areas that we'll never get to anything significant. We'll never get to any area that really makes a difference in our lives. There's so much stuff we have to go through that it'll take forever. But when we start getting on God's plan and deal with these wounds when they come up or anything that he brings up, when we follow him along the priority list that he sets, he accomplishes in 5 minutes what we think would take 5 years. And this is one of the reasons when we start going to so many counselors, professional counselors, that's why so many people end up going for the rest of their lives, because they're finding the wounds, but they don't know how to heal them. And when you don't know how to heal them, even finding a wound opens it up and you re-wound yourself. So we want to learn what it is, what is that process for being healed. How do we get healed? And again, it's not that hard. It's not that complicated. But it is something that our soul does not want to do because it gives up power. So this is where learning to rest and let God do the job brings us into a dependence on him for direction and provision and the healing itself. We also learn to distinguish the rest of dependence from the inactivity of avoidance. Let me repeat that. We learn to distinguish between the rest of dependence and the inactivity of avoidance. This ability is something that is caught, not taught. We must learn it by experience. But once we've experienced that rest, we will never be satisfied with either inactivity or productivity out of our own strength. As stress levels rise, whether it's because of your circumstances or internally, we will learn to rely on the training and the personal instruction he has provided, freeing us to be freely available to God as he flows through us. So again, the goal is not just to rest, but to be dependent. That rest, that ceasing from our own efforts, comes from depending on him and letting him do the work, letting him do the job. In fact, let's right now, let's just ask, Lord, is there any area where I am not resting, but I am merely being inactive? Are there areas that I should be pursuing you or pursuing a course that you have set before me? And I just ask that, Lord, that you answer those questions. And on the other hand, are there areas, Lord, where we are trying to get something to happen, whether it's a healing or a change in our circumstances, out of our own strength or out of our own productivity, rather than resting in you? And give him time. Give the Lord time to address those areas, to answer those questions. It's amazing how much the Lord wants to talk to you. It's amazing how much he has to say that will really make a difference. When he speaks his life to you, when he heals you, when he changes our lives, there's nothing that can be a substitute for that. There's nothing else then that will ever satisfy in that same way. Now, he gives us satisfaction in our jobs, in our relationships, in our families. But that deep satisfaction of having depended on God and him coming through when we needed him, not just out there, but inwardly. Now, sometimes that healing comes and we can't point to when it happens, when it happened. It may be that a month from now, you know, say you just went through that little exercise and he really brought to the surface an area where you need to be. You've been avoiding being proactive in an area, and you decide now you're going to go ahead and pursue that, even though you don't understand it. You're going to take a step on that. And likewise, you're not going to take responsibility for how it turns out. You're going to rest in him and depend on him in another area. And you're going to pursue him for healing for your wounds. Now, say nothing happens for weeks or even a month, and then all of a sudden God brings to your memory this moment when you made those decisions, when you connected your soul to your spirit and agreed with God on these two areas. He reminds you of your commitment and his commitment, your commitment to act and his commitment to fulfill your needs. And you see then the change, and he reminds you and brings to the surface the healing that he has done and the change he's done in your life. That's his healing. That's dependence on God. That's satisfying. You find it wasn't through your effort. It wasn't through you're changing yourself. You start to see how different his ways are from your own, from any of our own, and that the only way to know him is to depend on him. It's to let him be the God. And yet, seeing how as a spirit you are fully engaged in everything he's doing, and that it's only the hindrances that are keeping us from fully enjoying that rest, that joy, that peace that passes understanding, and that satisfaction. So let God reveal to you any area where you are relying on activity or avoiding an activity that's keeping you from entering into his rest. So, Lord, show us your rest. Reveal your rest. We don't want to be satisfied with anything less than rest. That's it for today. We'll pick that up here next Tuesday. Until then, have a great week, and we'll be getting together again Thursday at 7:30. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio.